Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. In today's episode, I share a technique with you that directly helps you find your voice and check in with your inner self. It's a strategy that's been used extensively to help brilliant, powerful, talented people become even better at what they do. People like Oscar Wilde, Susan Sontag, Henry David Thoreau, Martina Navratilova, Ben Franklin, they all used it. I use it too. I'm your host, Peggy Silfan, an internationally known personal development coach trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions, so I always have a lot to share with you. So I'm talking about journaling. That's right, making a habit of writing. I'm going to cover the benefits, the different types of journaling, and how to do it for the most impact on your success. So, if you're thinking, well, why bother to take the time to be so self-indulgent, self-reflective? Well, let me start by sharing the benefits, okay? We all struggle with this barrage of thoughts, the monkey mind, the worries, uncertainties, fears. Journaling serves as a kind of dental floss for the mind, clearing out the old junk, the old stuff. In fact, a study by Cambridge University found journaling helps improve well-being, especially after a traumatic or stressful event. Participants were asked to write about these events for 15, 20 minutes, and it resulted in improvements in both physical and psychological health. Other studies show that self-reflection is actually a powerful mechanism that can improve learning, communication, even understanding oneself better. It builds resilience by improving the ability to cope more effectively with stress. Plus, it improves sleep and overall mental wellness. Those who journal have been shown to boost immune system functioning. That's right, it strengthens immune cells. So if you look back to those teenage years when we used to write our daily activities in a diary that became the repository for memories, things have changed. These days, writing in a journal has been used for so many expansive purposes. So let me share a few to help you get started. Problem solving is one of the most powerful uses and a great way to feel more successful in your life. Writer Julia Cameron once called it spiritual windshield wipers. Love that. In my book, Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z, I recommend journaling as a way to reduce emotional attachments to worries, and I use it a lot with clients. So my technique is to assign a specific time every day that you write down all your worries and fears on paper. That way, you don't have to carry them around and keep letting them disturb you, right? So I suggest every morning at, say, 10 a.m., you give yourself 15 minutes to write out your troubles. So let's say something bothers you at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Well, you're not allowed to stay focused on it. Instead, you table your worry until 10 a.m., the journaling time, the next day when you'll allot the time to address it. This is a great way to rewire your brain to stop the worry and give yourself an outlet, training yourself in a healthier pattern. Productivity expert Tim Ferriss says he uses the journaling habit not to be productive, not to find great ideas or put down great writing that maybe he'll publish later. No. He says it's his way to cage his monkey mind on paper, quote, so I can get on with my effing day, only he didn't abbreviate it. Journaling can be a stimulating way to brainstorm ideas or set the tone for your day. You can use it as a morning routine to kickstart clarification of your intentions or goals for the day. Or you might use it at the end of the day to release all tensions and review the day's activities. So, what was good today? Or what could be improved? A suggestion to start journaling is just making notes of things that interest you. Copy quotes or make a list of bullet points of your priorities. Maybe you're looking for inspiration for your social media activity. You can use the journaling approach to stimulate creativity. And the more you do it, even if you just stare at a blank page some days, you'll find that ultimately you will cultivate your ability to let thoughts and ideas flow. Remember, you're writing for yourself to express what's important to you and to chronicle new thoughts that you may want to explore. One of my favorites is to keep a gratitude journal. Every day, write down both the little and big things you're grateful for in your life. It might be a simple joy like, oh, I just got a new pen and it feels great in my hand. Or it might be something big, like your loved one did something fabulous or said something so profound to you that just made you feel amazing. Writing it down reinforces the high vibrational, beneficial frequency of gratitude. Plus, anytime when you might be feeling low, just reading some of your entries can be a huge picker-upper. If you're an artist, you might want to keep a sketch journal. Or maybe you want to develop a food journal that would be nurturing and full of great self-tips and recipes. Or just to track what you eat so you can gain insights into patterns you may want to change for a healthier lifestyle or even for weight loss desires. Or perhaps a fitness journal suits you to help you maintain an active lifestyle and be able to chronicle your progress over time. As you can see, there are no limits. A couple of other ideas, you might just do a stream of consciousness journal. Write down thoughts as they happen. The words and thoughts don't even need to make sense or be articulate. You're simply capturing what's in the moment in action. And again, you're writing only for you. So feel that sense of liberation in the process. Or you might want to start a dream journal. Take note of your dreams each night as a way of getting in touch with your subconscious. Be sure to keep a pen and paper close to your bed so you can jot it down as soon as you awake. So how do you get started? I suggest just starting small. Take a few minutes a day. For me, I like to use colorful hardcover journal books, and I like nice writing pens that really glide easily and feel kind of sexy in my hand. I like the kinesthetics of writing. There's, to me, a deeper intimacy, and the connection for me is more direct to my soul through my physical action of writing. To me, being connected to the way I feel through journaling aligns every other aspect of my life. So for me, writing is clearly good for my soul. As you align with your soul, guidance tends to just flow and it takes you on your path to sustainable success, however that might show up for you. We're all different, so I'm not saying one size fits all. Just do it, try it, expand, and explore. Now, you might prefer journaling on your computer. There is no right or wrong approach. There's only your experience and truly finding what works for you. Making journaling a habit will begin to serve you. And eventually, as your heart expands and you tap into the deeper parts of yourself through this process, your dreams and visions will manifest clearly in your inner world and quickly become present in your outer world. Success! I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.